inner hall of life.
One, welcome to the Inner Ho Uprising, the podcast about sex and love and dating from the perspective of two black polyamorous women. I don't get melodies. Yeah. We're Slam Pow Productions. I'm Sam.
Oh, yeah. I'm Shanika.
Yeah. That's all you need to know.
Yeah. So we're going to get into it. The fuck
first,
that
yes,
segment.
First segment. Fuck that!
This is our current events segment.
You know, Kim Kardashian has built a multi-million dollar brand largely on her sex appeal and some might say oversharing. But a naked photo she posted this week sparking a celebrity tweet storm. The backlash shining a spotlight on body shaming and social media attacks.
First up,
Kim K's
Twitter,
Instagram, feminist nudity scandals. So, Monday, the day after we posted an episode, the day in which we posted an episode about nudes, one of the hugest celebrities in the world posted a nude photo.
Yeah.
Always late to the fucking game.
Now, we were ahead of the game.
We were ahead of the game. Exactly. It's all about perspective.
We predicted the Kim nude.
Exactly. So, Kim K, the reality star, model, wife of Kanye West posted a nude photo of herself on her Instagram. It was actually from a year ago before she had gotten pregnant with her son. She had blonde hair and she was nude taking an iPhone selfie in the mirror, but there was like a black bar over her titties and over her mom's pubis. Yeah, exactly. And quite a stir happened from there.
Yeah.
There were regular-ass Twitter niggas being like, yes, Kim, fuck it up. You're looking great.
Yeah.
And other people being like, is this what a mother does?
Does
she display her body?
Go kill yourself. Young girls need better role models than this.
Yeah. There was,
Again, Kim K.
There was, Kim Kardashian versus Aisha Curry. Which one do you want?
Like, fuck that.
I want my actual life partner.
Right?
I want whoever I'm with.
Right? Like, it does either Kim or Aisha want you back?
Yeah, right.
No.
They're both married to other people who aren't you.
It's not a real question.
Stop using people to essentialize ideas of what you think is right and wrong.
Yeah. That's what's happening.
Yeah. I guess we can go over some of the celebrity responses.
Yeah.
So, I guess Bette Midler popped it off. Who the fuck is Bette Midler? Was she in Hocus Pocus? Is that her?
I don't quite know.
Lucas?
I don't know.
Actress.
Was that the one from Hocus Pocus?
I have no idea.
Will we look it up? She's like an old, like, you know, doing stuff. I'm funny.
Like,
I think she's a comedian. She's an entertainer.
she's a person with a Twitter account.
So Bette Midler tweeted, Kim Kardashian tweeted a nude selfie today. If Kim wants us to see a part of her we've never seen, she's going to have to swallow the camera. But it wasn't like that funny.
It wasn't that funny, and it was unnecessary.
Yeah.
And like,
fucking Bette Midler, you know. Like,
yeah, and like, how does it really
I think she is the one
you?
From Hocus Pocus. I don't think it really affects her. I actually was more okay with her tweet than other responses.
I feel like
we can
just
get to that.
I guess on the scale. Yeah, but we can go through all the responses.
So then Piers Morgan was like, I know the old man is $50 million in debt, Kim, but this is absurd. Want me to buy you some clothes?
I don't like that he called Kanye the old man.
Yeah, that was weird.
Very creepy.
I also thought it was weird how he was like, want you to buy me some clothes.
I'll buy you some clothes.
Nigga, do you know
Are
how
you
rich Kim
on
Kardashian
her and
is?
Putting her down at
yeah,
the same
Kim
time?
Kardashian's mad fucking rich.
Probably richer than you.
Way richer than you.
Yeah.
So fuck you. But the one that the worst with me, or sat the worst with me, was Chloe Grace Moretz.
Who is that?
She's an actress. She was Hit Girl in Kick-Ass.
Oh,
didn't see Kick-Ass.
Kick-Ass was a really good movie, and I was, like, really championing for this girl, because she's, like, cool and cute and witty or whatever, and just, like, forging her own career or whatever, but when you slut shame, I don't like you, bitch.
Yeah.
And she's 18, so I can call her a bitch. So she was like, at Kim Kardashian, I truly hope you realize how important setting goals are for young women, teaching them we have so much more to offer than, I don't know, nudity. I don't know what the rest of what she said was.
Yeah, me either. Just kind of like cut off. But like, So that's like, it's the always like the teaching young kids always gets me because it's like,
yeah, we don't live for young kids.
Mad role models.
First of all, anyway, like first of all,
like if you want to find role models who wear clothes frequently and never post nudes,
Dora the fucking Explorer is a show that's been on for quite some time.
You can refer your child to that.
Kim Kardashian is not the star of that show. Yeah.
It's like, it's okay. And you can, yeah, and then also it's like mad, smart, interesting, funny people who are sexy. Yeah. And wear like sexy things. Like it was Alana from Broad City. I love Alana from Broad City because mm-hmm. she's always wearing like sexy, like cut off short shit. Mm-hmm. And she's funny and she's a comedian. And mm-hmm. like, I never feel like, oh, she's just using her body to get attention. Yeah. Like,
but then even if she was using her body, which like, is also many people whatever. Have, people have different facets about them. Funny people use their comedy to make money. Kim Kardashian uses her sex appeal to make money.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that.
If she has it, she has it.
Exactly.
And or she has it in a way that she feels like she can capitalize on it.
Why the
and
fuck she's not?
And she has fucking healthcare.
Yeah. If you have a problem with it, denounce capitalism.
Yeah. That's
don't denounce
that's
her.
That's really what it is.
But that's not what they're denouncing.
Yeah, because it is not... Women. Kim K is not ruining America.
No. Donald Trump is.
Yeah.
Shout out to Chicago.
Yeah, we gonna be all right.
Yeah.
So that's my whole like not fuck the kids, but like the kids are gonna be okay.
No, they're fine.
They're gonna grow up. They can discern totally things for themselves. Fine. If you're here, like you and your negative view of another human being based mm-hmm. on life choices that don't hurt anyone whatsoever, mm-hmm. like that's fucking them up way more.
Yeah.
I mean, not that Kim is fucking that.
I mean, if you have an issue with the way that kids interpret sexuality, fucking speak against the fact that sex education in this country sucks.
Is very bad.
Speak against rape culture and shit like that. Don't speak against Kim Kardashian. Like, what the fuck did she do? I just feel like Chloe Grace Moretz is like an 18-year-old feminist that's just like, not like other girls. And that's why what she said really bothered me. I feel like Piers Morgan and Bette Midler were just trying to be funny and aren't.
Yeah.
And I don't really... Yeah.
I guess they're probably
but hers was like more harmful
on the
to
media
me.
Train.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They just wanted retweets. And they got them.
Yep.
Good for you, Bette Midler. So then, Kim Kardashian logs on and she claps back.
She's like...
yeah, she's on Twitter.
She's got some good
reading my comments like... ...... then she talks about the fact that the picture was from a year ago and she's like really flattered that people think it's from now. So that was kind of like a... humble brag, like, oh, I used to look like that, but now I'm all fat from my pregnancy, so whatever, fuck that. Sorry, okay, so she tweets to Piers Morgan, sorry I'm late, this is just in general, sorry I'm late to the party, guys, I was busy cashing my $80 million video game check and transferring $53 million into our joint account, which I loved, because she's talking about the fact that Kanye's $53 million in debt.
Oh,
and just sweet. Being like, well, we're a fucking power couple.
Yeah,
you know?
Just bail
he doesn't
out,
take care of me, we take care of each other.
Yeah.
So I thought that was cool. Hey, Piers Morgan, never offer to buy a married woman clothes. That's on some Ashley Madison type shit. Hashtag for research.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that wasn't that's the funniest one.
Who's that?
Oh, that's a website about where people can cheat on each other.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like Tinder for cheaters.
I see.
Yeah. Hey, at Bette Midler, I know it's past your bedtime, but if you're still up and reading this, send nudes. Hashtag just kidding. Damn, so she came for her twice. She was like, you're old-ass bitch who needs to go to sleep, and I don't want to see your nudes.
Yeah.
Here for it.
I'm here for it because that would be the dick. You know?
Yeah. And then she also said, hey, Bette Midler, I didn't really want to bring up how you sent me a gift a while back, trying to be a fake friend, then come at me. Hashtag deja vu. Which I thought was cool.
Yeah, exposing the personal backgrounds. Like, exactly. Oh, you want to be friends, and now all of a sudden,
exactly,
here you are.
the best one to me. Let's all welcome at Chloe G. Moretz to Twitter, since no one knows who she is. Your nylon cover is cute, boo.
Yeah.
It's perfect amount of shade.
I just love the let's all welcome.
Like, she's just standing there, like, slow clapping.
She's very sweet. Like,
exactly.
Welcome the child to
exactly.
the room.
I love that. And then she posted a picture of her, another picture of her, in which she was naked. And she was like, it was like a model-y picture or whatever. She's like covering her breast. And her
it's lit very
vulva.
Well. Like, very like.
She looks great.
Yeah, it's a professional photo shoot. She looks mad oily.
Yeah.
The kind mad of high glowing. Contrast oil photography. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Her sisters got in the mix. Don't really give a fuck about that because I don't really care for them.
I don't know them very well. I know they model.
The whole entire card, like, the thing about this that's weird is that I'm glad that Kim can take a liberated picture of herself, and I'm glad that she clapped back in the way that she did, and I'm glad that she owns her body, but her whole entire clan, like, profits off of using things that black women are subjugated for, while also not giving a fuck about black women ever.
I see.
So it's just like, it's like they're already in a weird territory.
Big lips, cornrows is a thing.
Big lips, cornrows, foundation that's way too dark.
Ah, I saw
weave that doesn't fucking match.
Curly weave.
Fake asses. Only dating black guys. But never giving a fuck. Like,
that's funny.
I think it was the Grammys a couple of years ago where somebody called for a moment of silence for, like, just people who have been killed by a police violence, specifically black people. They were all looking at their phones.
Wow.
Like, they've never, like, denounced racism or anything like that. Just, they like... don't give a fuck. No, because they don't care. And that's why they're fucking...
they're gross.
Yeah. But not for what Kim did, you know?
Yeah, not this... yeah, I like this particular move is fun.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, sometimes... oh, in the nudes episodes, like, there's so many nudes I'd post, but I'm just like, eh, it's just, you know, can't do that. But, like, it would be cool if you could, you
right,
know?
Exactly.
It'd be so nice. I'm like, ah, this left breast looks really nice today. Just we the let the world one. Know. Starting the day one. Off right.
Miley Cyrus said something. I couldn't really comprehend what she said.
Something about International Women's Day and...
oh, yeah, so this all happened on International Women's Day, which was, like, ironic or whatever.
Yeah, which was apparently originally International Working Women's
Yeah,
Day.
Yeah, exactly. And people, and then people just made it Happy Women's Day.
Yeah, you take the whole bite out of that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So BT Dubs.
Removing the intersections.
International Working Women's Day.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't care what Miley Cyrus said, so I'm not going to read it. It was
Pink's and then...
yeah.
Amber Rose's response.
Yeah. Other people said good things. Demi Lovato, Ariel Winter, Abigail Breslin. But, yeah, then
Abigail
Pink.
Abigail Breslin?
Yeah. Where'd she come from?
Don't know who she is.
I haven't heard from her.
She was in, what was that movie called? Sunshine?
Little Miss Sunshine?
Yeah, Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh, okay.
God. Yeah, she was a little girl.
That's fun.
Yeah.
She was a baby.
Yeah, now she's a grown woman. She's like, slut-shaming is wrong, guys.
Oh, see, that's how
good
you
for
grow
you.
Up.
Exactly, right?
That's how
like,
you grow
go
up.
Teach fucking Chloe G. Moretz.
Yeah, how to be kind.
Yeah. So then Pink was in a very Chloe G. Moretz territory, in my opinion. And she wrote on her Twitter... well, she posted a picture of text. Shout out to all the women across the world using their brains, their strength, their worth ethic, their talent, their magic that they were born with, that only they possess. It may not ever bring you as much quote-unquote attention or banknotes as using your body, your sex, your tits, and asses, but women like you don't need that kind of attention. In the quiet moments, you will feel something deeper than the fleeting excitement from resulting from attention. You will feel something called pride and self-respect. Keep on resisting the urge to cave. You'll never have to make silly excuses for yourself. Hashtag International Women's Day. Hashtag be strong. Hashtag up your real world.
Yeah, I feel like that might even be worse than Chloe. I feel like that's almost worse.
No, that's worse. It was in the same vein.
Yeah, but it's totally demonizing her, saying the idea that like brains over body, like I can't be smart and I can't be sexy, and like are people
not
attracted to other people's like bodies and
right,
their
yeah.
brains?
Can, like you can't just talents. Erase the fact that sexual attraction exists.
Yeah,
it does.
Something, and like all of these like oil painted nudes, are people like, oh,
right, exactly. The old art or whatever.
Yeah, she let herself.
Like just because,
be
just because society has made it so that women are over sexualized doesn't mean that women can't claim their own sexuality. Like
yeah.
demonize the fucking society, not the people.
Exactly. And I also. I just really, I like seeing people naked. Like, I feel like bodies are, like, really nice to see.
Yeah.
Like, if I could sketch, I would be one of those people that sketch, like, very sexy things.
Mad
like,
true.
A friend of mine.
Mad true.
Because I'm like, oh, wow. You know,
yeah.
Bodies are nice. Maybe I'm just, like, in my,
looking...
the horny time of my life. The horny 20s.
But, I mean, that's funny. Like, it'll never bring you as much attention as using your body. What do athletes do? Like, do they not use their bodies?
Right. Athletes use
They're literally
bodies.
Using their bodies.
Who else uses their body? Doctors use their bodies.
Everyone uses their body,
yeah.
if you think about it.
If
when
writers
you sing.
When you sing, yeah. It's just, like, different facets.
Exactly.
And there's, like, your appearance.
Exactly. Yeah, so fuck Pink, but I feel like the person who had the... oh, God. And then Prez Hilton retweeted Chloe Grace Moretz and was like, young women like Chloe Grace Moretz give me so much hope for the future of America.
You know...
what are you talking about and what do you ever do? The reason why you exist is because of people like Kim Kardashian. He's like such a fucking insidious, disgusting person.
Who is this again?
Perez Hilton.
Ooh,
he's like a celebrity blogger.
Oh,
like his name
okay.
is Perez Hilton after Paris Hilton. That's not his real name.
Oh, interesting.
His real name is like whatever,
yeah,
some shit.
Yeah, I get really annoyed when
like his He is Hispanic. I think he's Cuban.
Oh, okay. is he even Hispanic?
Yeah.
I get really annoyed when, exactly, people whose careers are built on bashing celebrities.
Yeah, that's really disturbing.
You must acknowledge that you're in the part of cultural
Nigga,
production.
You're getting paid for by them.
If she didn't post that nude, you wouldn't have all the likes, your tweets, your things wouldn't retweet. Anything you said would just go down the drain because no one fucking knows you.
Yeah.
You're cashing in on other people's, like,
what is
success.
Your talent?
You're using Kim Kardashian's body.
Exactly, exactly.
You're using it.
Exactly. Everybody can capitalize off of... She can't capitalize off of herself.
Although, she is.
Yeah, exactly.
She is.
People just have an issue when she fucking does that.
Everybody else can, but the woman can't.
Yeah, you sexualize women, but get mad when women claim their sexuality. Blah, blah, blah. And then, just... My fucking godmother comes in. That's Amber Rose. and, like... Basically. So, Amber Rose has this... history with Kanye West, Kim Kardashian's current husband. He slut-shamed her to bits on numerous occasions. Kim Kardashian's family themselves have slut-shamed Amber Rose to bits on certain occasions. And she just graciously fucking takes Kim Kardashian's side. Because that's what's right.
She's like, with her principles.
Yeah, so she posts the picture that Pink, the shitstorm that Pink posted or whatever, and she's like, damn, Pink, we're all born naked. Society sexualizes our breasts and bodies.
Word.
If a grown mother of two is comfortable with her body and wants to show it off, that's none of your business or anyone else's. Now, if you want to talk to kids and be a mentor to young teens, tell them to go to school, to not use their bodies, to get ahead, I'm all for it. But please, as a grown woman, let another grown woman live as she wishes. That's our problem. We're so quick to down each other instead of uplifting. Pink, we've seen you damn near naked swimming from a rope, and then she puts in parentheses beautifully, but what's the difference between a rope and a pole and a pic on Instagram? Classism. Because you sing while you're half naked, does that make it classy, or is it just because you have a quote-unquote talent? I'm not dissing at all, Pink, just curious after you said, quote-unquote, you'll never have to make a silly excuse for yourself. Yeah, Rose is mad smart, bro.
Yeah. Difference between a rope... in a poll, it is
classism. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Because Pink does that shit all the time. She's like really naked, just flipping around.
Yeah, people, even like when you just watch like people with clothes on,
mm-hmm.
like it's just like everything sells with sexuality and nudity. Mm-hmm. A lot of things do.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much difference.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like some actors, they just can't act, but they're fucking modeling. Basically.
Exactly.
Some singers Scarlett aren't Johansson. That talented.
Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, no.
Sorry. Just coming from people's lives.
Oh, God.
But guys, too, though. You know? And then, I don't know who, maybe it was Abigail Breslin or Ariel Winter, but one of them was like, what's the difference between what Kim Kardashian did and the fact that Justin Bieber posted, like, a completely nude selfie or something like that?
Oh, shit. There's also, because he's a guy. Jonas also was wearing just undies and you could
Mad
see
Mad guys are naked all the
dick.
Time. Yeah,
so.
Right.
Which, that's so interesting.
It's just that society wants women to be sexual, but doesn't want it on their own terms.
Especially since, because it's, what is it? It's always the male gaze, which I'm like, I'm always trying to just understand it. If you're not familiar with the concept of the male gaze, is that like the media we view, it's made
by men,
with the,
for men.
By men, for men. It's like, think about like women being decorative objects, like on cars, motorcycles, or being motivational. They're always trying to get with women. And it's just like, so when a woman reverses that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's suddenly
Stop
not
that
okay.
Bitch.
Yeah, she's doing it for herself.
Yeah.
So,
Other points on that, just like what I said before, still don't think Kim Kardashian is a feminist because she just totally didn't decry when, like, Amber Rose was getting shitted on by her husband. Like, you can't, like, be the champion person for an anti-slut-shaming movement when, like, your spouse is, like, dragging another woman through the mud. Maybe that happened in the past, but I think that after Amber Rose said that just now or whatever on Monday, I think that would be the perfect time for Kim Kardashian to make a statement or whatever.
Yeah.
Especially because she was, like, one of the only people who was on your side.
In a big way.
Yeah, in a huge way. And, like, another part of the reason why Kim Kardashian is facing such backlash is because of her proximity to blackness, because she, like, looks like a black woman by design, but whatever, and hangs with black people and is married to a black man or whatever, so I think Amber Rose as a light-skinned black femme really understands that, and she was the one who, like, she spoke out about against it in the smartest way, I think.
Yeah.
The most contextual way.
Yeah,
Amongst celebrities, anyway.
Yeah, as much as you can in, like, a tweet or, like, a cat's response.
Yeah.
I don't think it makes Kim K a feminist. I feel like with our internet clickbaity titles, it's just we're like, very quick to give somebody titles that they don't take on or ask for. There's, like, a For Harriet video where the founder of For Harriet?
Founder and CEO of this blog, For Harriet,
was talking about why, like, Kim K, it doesn't make, just because she's doing something that's, like, liberating mm-hmm. to herself, it doesn't mean she's clearly not here for all women.
Yeah.
Definitely not black women, it seems.
Yeah.
And it was, like, comparing, like, Kim K to, like, Beyonce on a stage with the sign feminist behind her.
Yeah.
And, like, okay, that's someone calling themselves a feminist and doing things. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that Kim K can't be a feminist in the future, but.
Be pro certain women, particularly yourself.
Right.
Which is what this seemed to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Does my sexiness offend you? Oh. Does it come as a surprise that I dance? As if I have diamonds at the meeting of my thighs.
Video vixen Corinne Stephens calls Maya Angelou an Oprah hose.
Yeah.
This kind of trended more on the black bloggery circuit. Definitely didn't make it to mainstream news.
Love bloggery.
if you don't know.
Superhead.
Yes. I love. Karen Stephens is a old school video vixen. Maybe like big in like the early 2000s and stuff like that. She did porn. Stuff, which is where she got the nickname Superhead, because she was really good at it.
Okay.
Personal side note, one time Akeem told me to watch one of her videos to get tips.
No.
And I'll never forgive him.
Aww.
I'll always hate her a little bit. No, just kidding.
I fancy myself quite good at head. Karen Superhead Stephens, a fan of hers, not a fan, JK, someone tweeted at her, I look up to Oprah. I want to be a woman like Oprah, not you. Everything you do is tasteless.
Mm-hmm.
So one, fuck you and your negativity.
Yeah, why are you tweeting her?
Right?
Dumbass.
What the hell are you doing?
People are so annoying.
So Karen responds, Oprah was she was promiscuous after her rape, admittedly. Same story. More money doesn't erase truth. Oprah was promiscuous. Maya Angelou was a prostitute. A woman's sexual organs, their function or reputation will never define or stop her. You revere great women, but give no credit to their sexual traumas and repercussions for making them stronger, better, wiser women. Take a long, hard look at our strong, honorable black women and see how their sex plays a part in their stories. These women are the best proof that where we start isn't always how we end up, and that sexual pasts have nothing to do with worth and purpose. So that was Karen's whole response.
And then she, like, went back and forth a couple of times with other people.
Yeah.
And
I really like that a lot.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, damn. Because we so pick and choose things about people we look up to.
Yeah.
And, like...
And we fucking, like, angelicize them and, like, wipe them clean and whitewash them.
Yeah. I don't know
when Maya Angelou died, there were Hotep niggas like, oh, you see this woman? This is a real good woman. She fucking... Her career started as a calypso dancer. She was not a calypso singer, but she used to, like, dance. It was, like, very short shirts and tight-fitting dresses or whatever. She was a prostitute. Like, she was sexy. She did sexy shit.
Yeah.
She had sex. She talked about sex. She sang about sex.
Yeah, don't something.
She was hoeing,
like,
around.
Don't something, because I dance like I've got gold mines at the meeting of my thighs.
Yeah,
I will
exactly.
Never. It's like someone read that in church.
You can't. But, yeah, right. Like, you can't erase the sexual connotation in that.
Yeah, get
as
the
you
fuck
shouldn't.
Over it.
As you shouldn't.
Sex,
people are sexual beings.
Yeah, I think sex is great. You should be able to choose if you want to have sex or not have sex.
Yeah.
But I think there's just so much beauty
mm-hmm.
in being sexual.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so sad, and I feel like a waste of people's, like, time and energy
mm-hmm.
to like, not that it's their fault for feeling uncomfortable and unloved and, like, unhappy with themselves and their sex lives, mm-hmm. but, like, that's just a whole other element of yourself that you could be fucking enjoying. Like,
yeah,
if you walk
literally,
into a room
fucking.
And you feel eyes on you and you eat that shit up, like, why should you be
moment.
Forced to care that other people are like, oh, she's like a fucking hoe, she's a slut.
Yeah.
Like, if you're enjoying your attention in your body.
Yeah. Why the fuck not?
It's, like, glorious. Like, I feel like I've worked so hard in my life to, like, get to a point where I feel comfortable
mm-hmm.
with myself. So, mm-hmm. like, when I do go out and party and I'm wearing, like, a skirt that's, like, semi-short and, like, a kind of, like, crop top-ish mm-hmm. situation. You know, still worried about the pudge, but still, like, hey.
Looking good.
I got this. People like me.
Yeah.
People like me. Like,
yeah.
Why put others down and it doesn't fucking affect you like that?
Yeah.
it's not hurting the kids.
Yeah. Once again, that woman was just like, just a centralized woman, essentializing women into the virgin hoe dichotomy or whatever. Like, why does it have to be Oprah or Corinne Stephens? Like,
yeah,
I want to be like Oprah. You could be like so many other people. There's 3.5 billion women in the world.
Yeah,
you can be like Oprah and Corinne Stephens and whoever the fuck you want to be like.
Yeah, you're never or none just of them gonna at be all. Like Oprah.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
that's
right.
A lot. You have to.
And then what you fucking misunderstood is that Oprah and Corinne Stephens have a lot of things in common.
Yeah. So, I guess do your research into your heroes and I don't know. I guess what is it with our desire to like just erase people's. Our general, like our culture's desire to just have people on these pedestals. Do we not want to get nuanced about understanding people? Is it just easier to process if there are good people and bad people? And if you do this, everything works. If you do that, shit'll be shitty.
I think so. And right? It makes you feel better about your life or whatever.
Exactly.
Like, maybe you're not getting any play or you're not making money or whatever, but you know, Corinne Stephens is getting play because she's a hoe and she's making money because she's a hoe. Yeah. I'd rather be broke and not making money the wrong way or whatever.
Just like, sorry, you're broke and not making money. Like, just work
that's
on
that's a you fucking problem.
You. Or, you know, if you find it's
denounce capitalism.
Fucking, exactly. Denounce capitalism.
Don't denounce Corinne.
Exactly. She happens. She's the game is working for her. She's like in it.
Yeah. Well, she's not even in it anymore. She like writes books and shit like that. She just got married. She's pretty like unholy right
yeah,
now, so why the fuck did you even come to her Twitter in the first
place? I'm so surprised she answered. I'm glad she did though. Maybe it just like really like it was like the one moment she was like fuck this.
Yeah,
like, quick little
yeah,
but very happy about that.
Because
I didn't know I guess I kind of knew that about
I didn't
past.
Know that about Oprah. Well, I knew that she got raped, but I didn't know
I
she
didn't
was
know
just
that.
Like
I knew
going
I knew
around afterwards, although I think it's weird because I feel like she kind of introduced being sexual as a woman and like
as
linked it to exactly
yeah
sexual abuse in the past, which might be true but is not always the case either way.
Yeah,
people who are promiscuous haven't always been abused, and people who have been abused aren't always promiscuous.
Yeah, that's why it was also a little interesting. And there was also where you start isn't always where you have to end up.
Yeah,
but if you want to be a hoe
your whole fucking
life
go with forward, my friend.
Forever
go with Howard.
Howard.
Yeah.
As part of a crackdown on what China considers vulgar, immoral, and unhealthy content, the government's new regulations ban depictions of gay people on TV.
China has banned all images of gay relationships on television.
Yeah.
It's basically, the regulation states, no television drama. What about a comedy, though? But all right. No television drama shall show abnormal sexual relationships and behaviors, such as incest, same-sex relationships, sexual perversion, sexual assault, sexual abuse, sexual violence, and so on. So Law and Order is not it's not welcome there.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, so these shows can, like, it's weird because they can air, and then China will just be like, well, we have the right, like, the government will be like, we have the right to just pull this from the air.
Yeah.
And then the filmmakers will put it on YouTube. But YouTube's blocked in China.
So they have to go to like a Chinese speaking. Whoa.
I don't know what the fuck happens, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there was a show called Addicted, and it was about like several gay teenagers in relationships or whatever, and they pulled it after that. This is a part. What did you just read?
The regulations.
Yeah. So that's specifically in regards to what they deem as abnormal sexual relationships, but in general, there's like a lot of weird shit that just, or what they deem weird shit that can't be on, like supernatural things and stuff like that.
Witchcraft, skimpy clothing, smoking, and adultery.
There was another show that.
Why witchcraft?
There was another show where just the women had like cleavage out.
Nope.
And the show, they pulled the show and they only like let it back on the air after they blurred out the cleavage. So
breasts are, cause that's like assuming that, okay, we're sexualizing these breasts are sexual and moral things to,
but also
viewed.
Even if you are sexualizing the breast, what the fuck is
people
wrong with
do
sexualizing
that.
The breast?
Like, is that not what couples do?
Yeah, exactly.
Women
rub on the titties, man.
Yeah. everyone rubs a pair of titties every day.
So what I thought was like particularly weird about all of it was, I guess, the president, Xi Jinping, since this guy has been in office or whatever, they've denounced any type of show that doesn't fit into the framework of socialist artwork. And I read that and I was like, what the fuck is socialist artwork? Yeah. So apparently socialist artwork, an international art movement that refers to various types of art who draw attention to the everyday conditions of the working class and the poor. Social realists are critical of the social structures which maintain these conditions. While the movement's characteristic vary from nation to nation, it almost always utilizes a form of descriptive or critical realism. That disturbs me because that says, like, if things have to fit into this social artwork framework, are gay people not real?
No.
Are sexual things not real? Are any type of what you consider taboo sexual relationships not real? Witchcraft obviously isn't real, but I don't know. There's people who dabble in the occult, man.
Yeah, that's fine, too.
And then in addition to that, I don't know exactly what was happening in that show, Addicted, or there was, like, another show about, like, gay teens that had been pulled or whatever, but you're depicting real people who exist and their situations. Gay people can be poor, too, and if it's anything like what's happening over here, they're, like, more likely to be poor and diseases. More likely to be oppressed and subjugated. Yeah. So, yeah. Then I looked a little bit into homosexuality in China and why it's like that. So there's, like, two hypotheses, and this is kind of, like, what people hypothesize for places like Africa and stuff like that as well. People are unsure of whether or not homosexuality is so stigmatized in China because of Western influence and, like, the advent of Christianity and stuff like that, or if it has always been stigmatized but has never been expressed in a coherent manner that, like, history could track or whatever.
Oh, interesting.
So there just hasn't been much research done, but in the 20th century it was actually criminalized.
I see.
And in 1997 it was officially decriminalized or whatever, and then in 2001 is when it got taken off of their mental illness list.
But now in 2016 it is
not on TV.
yeah huh, because I know that, like, there's like some, well, there is like a Chinese history of like gay male art.
Yeah.
Gay erotic, like erotic love.
Yeah, that's one of the things that people would use as evidence that it's always been okay. But I just feel like more research needs to be done.
Yeah, and it's another fun episode in of itself. Especially because when there's a culture that is so, like, not going to look at this, we got to talk to, like, a gay Chinese activist.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio signs an executive order allowing transgender individuals to choose whether to use male or female public restrooms.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio on Monday issued an executive order granting people access to the public facilities that correspond with their gender identity. Basically what that means, trans women can use women's bathrooms and trans men can use men's bathrooms.
Yeah. I love when he was like, gay rights and trans rights, like, we started this, like, we started the movement.
Yeah, so
we
have to continue in reference to Stonewall.
Yeah, we have to continue to be a part of that legacy.
Yeah, he's a progressive-ass mayor.
He's also very hot.
Wasn't sure if I agreed. That's why I made that face.
I stood next to him in an elevator. He's just like politicians.
He's mad tall. I too have seen him in person. I was filming attractive. Something.
Shook his hand, made a Strong Island joke at him, and he laughed at
it. Yeah.
Yeah, had nothing. He's just hot.
Yeah.
And I like that. Thank you, said.
In other, like, related news, transgental news. Wow. So the New York City St. Patrick's Day parade happens every year, St. Patrick's Day. Since de Blasio has become mayor, he's boycotted it twice. He's only been mayor for 2 years. It's going to be his third year. Because the organization, the nonprofit who runs it, didn't let in the specific LGBT organization called Lavender and Green Alliance to march because they're gay. And I don't know, it goes against Catholic values or whatever, even though everything goes against all religious values at this point in life.
Like,
don't we have, like, devil boxes in our hands right now? Like, aren't phones weird?
Yeah.
Don't women wear pants? Like,
yeah,
everything's odd.
We
eat shellfish.
Pants. We shouldn't be bleeding.
Yeah.
The funny part is that the exclusion is actually exclusive to
that
New
specific.
York. It's not a thing in Ireland.
Wow.
What the fuck?
What
the fuck happened, New York City? That's crazy. Well, so it's been happening here for, I don't know, 200 years or something like that? I don't remember. But finally, they've allowed this LGBT group to march with them. So now de Blasio is going to march with them. So he really held his ground.
Yeah.
Because, like, the people who were, like, advocates for the parade were like, man, fuck this guy. It's New York tradition for the mayor to march in the parade. He was just like, I don't want to. You're being homophobic.
Yeah.
Being transphobic.
It's very powerful when people have power.
Take a stand.
Because sometimes all they have to do is not do something.
Exactly.
Which, you know, that can come with its own repercussions. But, like, you can just stay home, get drunk on his own. Like, not that that's the only thing the St. Patrick's Day is about.
That's what he was doing.
I'm going to walk around
my
Charlene,
house. Charlene, grab
circles.
Another beer.
Circles. In his living room.
And also other tangential news. 2 weeks ago, we talked about how South Dakota was trying to get this bill passed that would prevent transgender students from using the bathroom of their choice. And the governor, Dennis Daugaard, vetoed that shit.
Woo!
Yeah, he vetoed that shit. So now transgender students can use whatever facilities they fucking want.
Yeah. No need to make people feel isolated, uncomfortable, exactly. And opening trans people up for further assault.
Exactly.
No need for that shit.
Exactly.
So that is very good news.
The filmmaking duo, formerly known as the Wachowski brothers, released a statement saying they are now the Wachowski sisters.
More fun news. The Wachowski brothers are now, who were then became like Wachowski brother and sister, are now going to be the Wachowski sisters.
Yes.
They were Wachowski Starship at one point.
That's
which,
nice.
Which I love.
They're mad spacey.
Yeah.
So, these are the directors of The Matrix.
Yeah, The Matrix, V for Vendetta, Cloud Atlas, Sense 8. Just really and I think Sense 8 had like a trans character in it. I have to watch it.
Yeah.
It was rough at the beginning. It was like too strange.
It was mad
and
dark and weird.
You know?
I just couldn't. I was trying to watch it at like 2 a.m. I was like,
too scary.
I just can't.
But I enjoyed The Matrix, the first one, and V for Vendetta. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah,
they're great directors.
It's Lily Wachowski. It's officially come out.
Mm-hmm. Her sister Lana Wachowski had come out
previously.
Yeah.
One thing that I thought was interesting, or that I think like it was a very awesome coming out statement,
mm-hmm.
Because she admitted that, you know, she didn't really want to come out. She was forced to come out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like someone from like the UK Daily Mail came to her doorstep and was asking her questions. So basically, mm-hmm. if she hadn't released the statement,
mm-hmm.
it would have just been people outing her.
Yeah.
But she says, like, when you out people, like, you risk their lives, they
mm-hmm.
can be killed or
mm-hmm.
hurt themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But then she also acknowledges, like, she clearly acknowledges her privilege. I've mm-hmm. had the support and love of my family,
mm-hmm.
access to therapists, and she's like, there's, like, plenty of other people who don't have that, and specifically says, like, particularly trans women of color
mm-hmm.
are in vulnerable positions, and like basically a lot of things that we've said on the podcast, like,
yeah,
like these are important, particularly talking about like trans murder rates probably being higher than we would predict and even see, because no, people don't acknowledge that. And I was just like, wow,
because people misgender people,
yeah, all the time,
they've been killed.
So I really appreciate that quote. And then there's another one. To be transgender is something largely understood as existing within the dogmatic terminus of male or female, and to transition imparts a sense of immediacy, a before and after from one terminus to another. But the reality, my reality, is that I've been transitioning and will continue to transition all of my life through the infinite that exists between male and female, as it does the infinite between the binary of zero and one. We need to elevate the dialogue beyond the simplicity of binary. Binary is a false idol. They just love that.
Yeah.
Just love between, there's like mad shit between zero and one.
Yeah, gender is never mad fluid.
I wanted to let you know that a few days ago I received a letter from the ITF that I had failed a drug test at the Australian Open.
Got a little,
Little
sports news.
Yeah.
Old Serena.
Well, the story is actually about Maria Sharapova.
But who is that, honestly? No, I'm just kidding. But really,
one of the highest endorsed tennis players in the fucking world.
But by far not the best. And was caught on a drug. I forget what it's called.
Meldonium.
Meldonium, which was a banned substance for 2016.
Yeah.
And she can no longer play.
So it's a performance-enhancing drug that, I guess, makes your stamina better or whatever. She's been taking that for like 10 years. And just a little brief backstory on that. She's been taking it for 10 years, and her response was that she didn't, like, really... Well, it wasn't a banned substance or whatever, and she was, like, saying that she didn't really know that it was, like, being a performance-enhancing drug, but the rate at which she was taking it was, like, not on and off. It was, like, very consistent.
Apparently, you're only supposed to use it for, like, 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, so and she was using it always. She was using it always, and, they weren't pulling her off it, so they knew that it was helping her, because they were... You can only use it for 4 to 6 weeks because the side effects are... I don't know what the side effects are, but there are side effects.
Yeah.
that could be detrimental to your health.
Yeah, so...
So she was clearly using it to enhance her performance as an athlete. Which and is it helps.
The worst thing you could do as an athlete, basically. Yeah. It's based on how good you are naturally, physically. If you're using drugs, what the fuck is the point of sports?
Exactly, exactly. So after this story has come out or whatever, it was like a lot of people on her side. I stand with Maria and all that shit like that.
Giving her the benefit of the doubt.
Exactly.
She didn't know.
Yeah. But a lot of people pitted what her media treatment has been to what the media treatment of Serena Williams, known badass, has been her whole career or whatever. So basically Serena Williams has gotten like steroid allegations for her whole life.
Yeah, just
as a tennis player, just because because she's broad as fuck.
And Sharapova is, if you don't know, she's thinner. She is taller than Serena, but she's not like as muscular as Serena is. Mm-hmm. So she's like blonde, blue eyed.
Yeah, she's like America's sweetheart, even though she's Russian.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Mad disturbing. Even though Serena should be America's sweetheart because she's one of the fucking greatest athletes of all time.
Yeah,
of all time, she's man or woman, bar none.
Excellent in a very white space.
Yeah, or exactly.
Apparently, like at U.S. games, I had no idea this was a thing that happened.
They chant
people,
for sure.
People would chant for the foreign player instead of their own country's player instead of Serena.
Yeah,
that's the kind of bullshit she had to deal with.
Yeah, right. Mad strong
and would cheer when she lost. Like you just have to have so much confidence in yourself.
Yeah.
To go out into a crowd of people who want to see you lose, who leave games when you win.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's got it.
Kill it.
She's got it. So Serena is one of the most tested athletes for performance enhancing drugs.
Yeah.
Like in all of tennis or whatever, has never come up
positive
for anything ever. But that doesn't stop shitheads from saying that she is. The Atlantic editor, David Frum, he was on a show and he was just... No, he wasn't on a show. He was on Twitter and he was just fucking insinuating that Serena Williams was using drugs, but it was just based off of nothing.
Yeah.
He reposted a New York Times article about her that said... it was like about body positivity or something like that. And he was like, body image issues or dope or something like that. Or
drugs. Fuck that. That's
exactly.
So disgusting.
Yeah, just being being a dickhead for no reason based off of nothing.
She's not taking drugs.
Yeah, they literally say that one, but then also to think that a woman is taking drugs just because she's built like Serena is mad ignorant.
Because
women can get that brolic with no help. You just have to fucking, like, some people are just built like that.
Yeah, I'm not, but,
you could be.
If I could.
No, you could be.
But the thing is, can I, though? Yeah, I can.
I mean, if you try to build.
But will I?
No, you won't. Because you're a lazy sack of shit. But, like, look at your legs and look at your quads right now.
Yeah, they're,
you could be built like that. You could be a powerhouse.
I could be a badass. I mean, that's the goal. By the time I'm 35,
You're gonna be Serena.
Yeah.
No, that'll never happen. No,
but, yeah, so fuck that. Your whole image of how certain women can look and can perform.
Yeah.
Some good old, people have been saying this, like, it's always good to have this as a number, but always sad. For black people, you have to be twice as good to get half as much.
Yeah.
Quite literally, Sharapova, in endorsements had $23 million.
To Serena Williams,
who had $13 million. And she is significantly better.
Yeah.
Beat Sharapova 18 times. People were still calling it a rivalry.
Yeah, so...
In Sharapova's mind.
So Sharapova beat Serena Williams at Wimbledon in 2004. This is 12 years ago, guys.
I feel like maybe beat her twice.
She beat her at Wimbledon once, and then she beat her at some other... I don't think it was a Grand Slam, but it was like a tournament or something like that again. And then since then, yeah, Serena beat her 18 fucking times, has won 15 Grand Slams since, has 3 gold medals, and Sharapova, since that happened in 2004, Sharapova's won 4 Grand Slams.
Yeah, so Serena.
So there's no fucking rivalry, and Serena's way better. She's like the LeBron James of tennis.
Yeah,
if not even better. Like I don't know how you would.
I
don't know how. Yeah, I don't know how you would compare tennis to basketball, but
she's crushing it.
She's amazing. She's amazing, and then look what she's been through or whatever.
Yeah, that is
the entire sport is not for her in the way that the entire sport is for LeBron James, because people can accept black male athletic prowess in certain sports, but they can't accept black female athletic prowess, I don't think, in any sports, to be honest. Yeah, there's just, like, it's mad weird. Like, black athletes in general have, like, this weird space in athletics, and black women have an even odder space. Like, people calling NBA members, like, dykes and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, like, you're definitely a lesbian.
Yeah,
if you're,
it's all very odd or whatever.
Odd, and by that, it's just disgusting.
Like, black quarterbacks, because, like, the quarterback are the people who put their bodies on the line the least and are kind of, like, more cerebral about things because they have to, like, throw and plot where they're throwing. Like, there's not that many black quarterbacks in the first place. And then when you have a black quarterback who's, like, proud of himself in the way that Cam Newton was proud of himself, it's a lot of backlash. I don't know. Sports are just really weird. It's just odd.
They're just, like, else.
Yeah, they are. I guess it's just mostly weird to me because these are people, like, using their physical bodies, and it kind of reminds me of, like,
Alex.
Like, game fighting or something like
that. Oh, like putting... I get what you mean.
Yeah, like NCAA and the fact that they don't really take care of their athletes, like college students and stuff like that, or the fact that they specifically want students to play the game and not, like, go to school.
Yeah, that's
the fact,
like, a
that
big
the
deal.
NBA will, like, draft people out of their second year in college when they're, like, not done growing as a person, and, like, give them, like, $1 million contracts when they're only, like, 19.
But also when you're in, what do you call it, like, when you're on, like, college sports, you can't take, like, money or endorsements. So people are
exactly. But people are profiting off of you.
Is thriving off of your body, and you're getting injured. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, the entire university, people who bet on March Madness and shit like that.
And yeah, and then students, like, still being in debt, not being able to afford shit.
Yeah.
Yet they're the reason, like, your fucking mansion is lit. Well, and, like, sports is it's rough for me. I feel like, because football, for example, I don't think it's a good sport. as in,
well,
like,
it depends on how you define
and
sports.
In terms of, like,
but yeah, no, the NFL does not take care of, they don't take care of their athletes.
You're watching people, like, you could be watching people sustain lifelong injuries.
No, we are.
We are, yeah, and, like, people killing,
like, that's
themselves,
a fact.
I can't, it's just rough.
Yeah.
It's rough for me. I guess it's easier for me to not care, not care, but, like, to not watch because, like, I don't fully understand football, so.
Why is he running?
Why can't they just sit? one last thing on Sharapova. Yeah. On Facebook, she was explaining, she has this long, pathetic post.
I didn't read it.
About, how hard it was to find the banned substance list. She was like, there was, like, one list given out with 1,000 words on it, and then it was sent in an
so
email. She's like, you have to go through here and here, and then you have to go, like, click hunt to find a link to then log in to then find this. And I'm like, wait, but if you're an athlete and, like, the worst thing you could do is be on, like, a performance enhancement drug, why wouldn't you fucking check, is the drug I'm on banned now for this year, especially if you know that at the end of every year there's a new list and it updates.
Yeah,
like, it's just it's like when someone over explains something because you know they've done that shit wrong.
Also, you knew you were doing something shady. You were on a drug that was only supposed to be taken for 6 weeks for 10 years.
Yeah, and then all her fans are like, oh, she came out, she's open and honest, and at least she was upfront with her shittiness. That doesn't make it any less
great.
Shitty.
Do we fucking let murderers go when they murder people? It's like a crazy comparison, but the point still stands.
Yeah, I did it. I killed her. But, you know, at least
he's
honest.
What a great guy.
He came forward.
Yeah, honestly, it's like when your parents, like, are like, just tell me what you did and you won't get in trouble.
It's like, no.
That's not how the real world works.
It's like,
works.
How many people did she beat because she was on performance enhancement drugs? Like, how many
not Serena.
And, right?
Isn't that
Serena.
Crazy? You were on drugs and you couldn't
and
even
you
beat the bitch 18
her.
Times?
Yeah.
You're a fucking failure. White mediocrity.
me. It happens.
Yeah.
It happens. It's everywhere.
How difficult it was for people to talk about HIV/AIDS back in the 1980s. And because of both President and Mrs. Reagan, in particular Mrs. Reagan, we started a national conversation when before nobody would talk about it, nobody wanted to do anything about it.
Hillary Clinton releases a shitstorm.
Yeah.
Why the fuck
as she always
make this
does.
Mistake? So Hillary Clinton...
She should have said nothing.
Yeah, so Nancy Reagan...
Oh, yeah. That.
First Lady.
Yeah, former First Lady, wife of Ronald Reagan.
During the AIDS epidemic. Mm-hmm. She died recently.
Yeah.
This week. Hillary Clinton
was last week.
Week.
Yeah.
She died. Sorry, I'm just like
thank
mad,
God.
Mad callous about it. She's dead. She did. And Hillary
she did.
Hillary Clinton was like, we go, oh, I can read her exact statement.
Mm.
And because of both President and Mrs. Reagan, in particular Mrs. Reagan, we started a national conversation about AIDS. I went before nobody would talk about it. Nobody wanted to do anything about it. And you know that too, is something that I really appreciate with her very effective, low-key advocacy. But it penetrated the public conscience, and people began to say, hey, we have to do something about this too. That's in regard to Nancy Reagan's stance on AIDS.
That's crazy, because that's literally not what happened.
So far from the truth.
It's the complete opposite.
So that's some very strange, that's like beyond the witch Hillary shit. You
it's
know?
Like, what?
It's like,
Staffer
what
wrote that, and how did they fuck up so bad? Yeah. Or was she just pulling that shit from her brain? Because it's just, it's non-facts.
Yeah.
That's not what happened. So
I don't trust her.
Like, for, I guess, AIDS started to get all crazy in the 1980s or whatever. Reagan was elected, or put into office in 81.
Sorry, fucking, what the fuck is low-key advocacy?
Nothing. It's actually nothing.
She was just maybe
she was actually saying nothing.
Low-key advocacy.
Non-existent.
Yeah, I'm low-key.
Mad low-key.
Like,
the most low-key I could ever be.
I can sound like Jay-Z.
Right. Just not gonna say anything. So that's like, it was like 7 years into his presidency that he actually acknowledged the fact that AIDS even exists.
Yeah, and when
and
it
made
was
a speech about it. And by that time, like 20,000 people had died.
Yeah, so this one journalist,
several more affected.
I forget the name of this journalist. He called the White House press secretary at the time, mm-hmm. Reagan's press secretary, and was saying, you know, with 600 deaths in like of gay people, and I forget where it was.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, confirmed with AIDS and people have been dying. Is the president aware of this and is something being done?
Mm-hmm.
And the press secretary laughed. A team of people laughed and was like, I don't know anything about that. And basically was like insinuating that the reporter was gay and was like, we wouldn't have to worry about that because we're not gay.
Gayness is so funny.
And people literally just laughed at the idea of AIDS in the White House under, in the Reagan era. People are dying. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah, it seemed like,
you never gave a fuck.
It seemed as though, or this is what people say or whatever, mm-hmm. I don't know, I wasn't alive during the Reagan administration, but that the Reagans weren't specifically homophobic or whatever. Like, not that they personally didn't like gay people, but they felt that AIDS and HIV was quote-unquote the gay man's disease, and they thought that handling that as an issue would turn away, make their party turn away from them. I'm pretty sure they were Republicans or whatever. So just like,
it's a large,
playing up
a lot
those
of people died.
That's a lot of people dying. If you care about people in general, you might think that would like warm your heart a little bit.
20,
but then 000. Also, that's a public health crisis, and that's not good for anybody.
No.
Like, if you're concerned about being conservative and saving money, you should make sure that your people are healthy.
Yeah,
people are still dying from that shit. That's like, if you don't care about human lives, that's a waste of money. That's money that has to go into taking care of people.
Yeah, people's health. Yeah,
what,
keeping,
like,
keeping
what about that is socially
alive.
Conservative?
Yeah, because people have to go into hospitals and get treatment that they can't afford, and now you're fucked.
Yeah.
That's,
it's all stupid.
Yeah.
Shitty things that they did. Rock Hudson, I don't know if you want to talk about that.
I know a Hollywood friend of Nancy Reagan.
Yeah.
Was dying of AIDS.
Yeah.
He was like, can you please refer me to a doctor or help me get help?
Well, he was like, he didn't say that. Rock Hudson was old Hollywood friend, because Ronald Reagan used to be an actor. Was Nancy Reagan an actor? Whatever. He was like a closeted gay man or whatever. That's not why he contracted HIV, but he did contract HIV.
Yeah, he had it.
It progressed to AIDS. There was a doctor in Paris who had some sort of treatment for it that would like prolong life or whatever, but you would have to get it in time. And this was in Paris, and he's an American, so he couldn't, they weren't letting Americans be admitted into that specific hospital or whatever, but he knew the fucking Reagans, so he was like,
helped him get
exactly
there.
Yeah, he was like, he had his whatever manager write in and be like, can you talk to anyone in Paris, you're the president of the United States, and get me into this hospital. And Nancy Reagan was like, we shouldn't get into those kinds of things or whatever. And they denied him. Eventually, he went through, I think, maybe the Paris embassy or something like that, which is what she had suggested. Or he found some way to get into there, but it was too late, and that treatment wasn't going to work on him. He died in 1985. That was their friend. They didn't even address it then.
Yeah.
In 1987, Elizabeth Taylor, another old Hollywood friend, had asked Ronald Reagan to address it, and that's finally when he addressed AIDS and HIV. When it was a fucking epidemic.
Way too fucking late.
Yeah, right.
When you could have done some research, gotten some control over the situation, possibly.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you just let it get ahead of you because of what...
So, Hillary, what exactly were you talking
about? What was she talking about? Nothing.
Someone was like, we have to remember it was at a funeral, so keep it in that context.
That means nothing.
And I feel like that person's like, we all bullshit at funerals. She was just bullshitting.
He was a great guy. He was a really great guy. That's fine. You can call her great out of the fucking wazoo, but don't lie about shit that she actually did or did not do. The administration in 1985, they actually suggested a $10 million cut to aid spending.
Useful.
Like, what the fuck? This is why the situation got out of hand or whatever.
And I feel like if Hillary becomes president, she's going to be just as effective. You know?
She's going to... What is Ebola?
Let me get my low-key advocacy going.
Exactly. Ebola exists. Next question.
Yeah, yeah. But let's not get into it.
Exactly. Let's cut funding.
That's it for the Fuck That segment. So now on to
Fuck It! Our topic of the day.
Talking about periods!
Yeah.
Mad shit about periods.
My favorite time.
It's the best JK. Of times. It's the worst. It's never the best of times. It usually is the worst of times.
It usually is the worst of times. Yes.
What are periods? You don't know.
Some people don't.
Yeah, it's your body preparing you for pregnancy, and then when you don't get pregnant, mm-hmm. but it's like, oh, next.
Yeah.
The
shedding of the uterine lining.
Yeah. You have a little...
So it's not just, like, blood.
No, it's not just blood. It's uterine
just,
lining.
Like, tissue.
Yeah, tissue that, like, your little baby was going to eat.
Yeah.
It was going to eat that.
Imagine
shit.
That coming out of you.
That's what it is.
That's why it hurts.
It's a lot. Well, it hurts because of the hormone. It's called progestaglandin. You know, let's just say, and it makes your uterus, it's like it contracts. And sometimes it contracts and it's not painful, and sometimes it's just like.
And it's contracting, so it comes out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to force tissue.
Yeah, it's got to get matched. I don't know. I want to know what, like, a contracted uterus looks like. I'd love to see, like, one of those scopes that people can see.
It's just dancing.
It's having its own good old time.
This is interesting. Can I read this?
Like, yeah.
About half of menstrual fluid is blood. This blood contains sodium, calcium, phosphate, iron, and chloride, the extent of which depends on the woman. As well as blood, the fluid consists of cervical mucus, vaginal secretions, and endometrial tissue.
Yeah.
It's a lot of shit going on
it's
in
there. It's a lot.
What does your period smell like?
Usually nothing.
Kind of smells like iron to me.
Oh, interesting.
Like copper pennies.
I don't know what iron smells like.
Like copper?
Because sometimes it's like nothing and then like just personal body sweats happening. Mm. So I've never just gotten like the whole teaspoon. You gotta squat over a spoon, bleed into it, and assess the situation.
I really hate periods.
I'm okay now. Mm-hmm. Ever since like... Since I started using tampons, I'm like, okay. Although, you know what I do? Like, when I'm taking my tampon out, sometimes I won't just, like, touch it to pull it out. Like, grab it through toilet paper.
Oh, wow, man. You're really...
But, like, sometimes it'll just... It's like, I don't... But not always. Mm-hmm. It's unless, like, if I've, like, really bled through a tampon, it's just like...
Yeah.
I'm like, seems like it's gonna be squishy.
God damn
So I'm just gonna put the smallest barrier.
Yeah. But ever since tampons happened, it's just like, you kind of pretend it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Like, you never see it.
You see it less, anyway.
Yeah. When you pull it out or whatever.
And the clots come out, it's like... I'm like, what so the crazy. Fuck is... What's going on?
Tampon brand?
I use... The one you use.
It's Kotex.
Yeah, I use Kotex.
Yeah.
I just like them.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I've used other... Like, Playtex, it's just, like, the... Like, when you pull out Kotex, it's still in the exact same form
yeah.
that it was when you put it in. Other things...
They just get
it's like,
scared.
What the fuck is that?
It's like, what happened?
Like, a soaked napkin in just odd fluid.
Very scary.
Like, the color gets a little different, too.
Yeah,
that's
like
odd
that.
To me. Like that's to... not the color. The fuck did it change? Is there a chemical reaction going
Why
on in
is
there?
Blue?
Well, that's never happened yet.
Yeah. No, that's scary.
Yeah.
But, you know, it doesn't have to be, though.
Mm-hmm.
It totally doesn't have to be.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Oh, yeah.
What's PMS?
PMS is just a variety of...
shitty things that happen to you.
There's 150 documented symptoms of BMS. I was like, oh, there's only a few. But being sad is like the most, depression is the most common.
Yeah.
And it's like things that I know, like I know that I'm getting my period when my like boobs are tender.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just always known this. I'm like, squish, 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 squish. Mm-hmm. Ah, yes, mm-hmm. She's coming. Yeah. Like, I can just tell.
Winter is coming.
Yeah.
Mine is weird because it'll be like a different thing every month. Like sometimes my periods will ache. Sometimes I'll be terribly depressed. Sometimes it's like cramps will happen the week before. Sometimes my gums will swell. Sometimes I get body aches, headaches. And then on those great months, it'll be every fucking thing all at once. Also, my immune system goes into a lull.
Oh, you get sick.
Yeah. So it'll just be like, I have a cold, I'm shitting, and I'm bleeding.
That's not good.
Leave me the fuck alone. Your body just bring me gummy bears.
Wants to try all 150 things.
Exactly.
Like, I want to experience life.
Exactly.
Jeez, the full spectrum of pain.
Yeah.
So I guess, like, so people usually, there's like the whole, like, oh, you must be PMSing. Fuck mm-hmm. that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because it can affect your mood. It's, what is it? It's,
tons of other things can affect your mood, too.
But there, what is it? It's only 5-7% of women actually have the kind of, it's not even called PMS, it's an actual like
issue. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Premenstrual dysphoric disorder.
Yeah, that's where you have actual mood swings, depression, anxiety, yeah. irritability, and it gets in the way of your life.
Yeah, women who have a history of major depression, postpartum depression, or mood disorders are at a higher risk for PMDD.
Yeah, so that's like an actual like, oh, you should see someone to fix that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's just, like, mad stuff. Like, oh, she must be bleeding or whatever. Like,
yeah, like what Donald Trump said about,
Megyn Kelly.
Yeah.
You know?
Fucking stupid, man.
Stupid ass man.
Also, it doesn't always have to be she. Just, like, the way we talk about periods totally erases trans men.
Yeah.
And also trans women who don't get their periods.
I guess it's, like, a...
Like, feminine hygiene products.
I guess
it's just, like, menstrual products.
People with uteruses that bleed.
Exactly.
Just gotta find an easier way to say that. It's people with vaginas.
People who have their periods.
But like, I guess you could get your period and not have a vagina. You need a uterus.
You can have like both though.
Yeah, but then people who have uteruses still need a uterus.
Yeah, people who have uteruses.
Yeah, you don't need a vagina. You need a uterus.
I mean, do we have to classify people who have their periods though? We don't classify people who take shits. Everybody takes a shit.
But it's just that not everybody bleeds. Like, I don't want
to... But it doesn't specifically have to be feminine hygiene products.
No, it can just be period products?
Yeah, menstrual products.
Yeah.
That's what it's actually called.
And it's just menstrual products.
And then, like, the advertising, how it's, like, women in dresses dancing around. Why the fuck are they dancing? I'll never know.
Sometimes they're mad active.
Yeah.
I'm, like,
just doing a whole lot when I'm mad tired.
And, like, shit. Never just me on my couch.
Yeah, exactly. Very unrealistic, but sometimes it's men.
Yeah.
Not people in dresses.
Yeah.
Not women in dresses.
You know, I don't know when our advertising will catch, like, it's like stock photography sucks.
Yeah.
It's like,
when will it catch up with, like,
yeah, it's gonna take a very long time. It's like, what are those
socially
progressive,
it has
to be
values.
Those like quirky like storage ads where it's like, I saw like this one ad as I was walking down the High Line. Mm-hmm. It was like a man in drag and it's like, I love my wife and kids, but I love my storage more.
Mm-hmm.
Had nothing to do with him being in drag. Mm-hmm. But like, it's just the fact that it's like, oh,
there's a man in drag.
Yeah, it's dope. Yeah. But like, tampon, that's never, I don't know, not never, but it's gonna take a long time.
Yeah.
Just how I thought about it.
Just bad commercials. The blue fluid.
Yeah.
That's not your period.
It's not blue.
It's not.
They're clumps.
Yeah. It's not blue, and it's not that clear.
No, it's murky. It can be slushy.
Yeah.
It can be thin.
There's
can be
a
thicker.
Lot of consistencies.
Yeah. It shouldn't be horribly smelly. That could be a sign that you have a vaginal infection.
Mm.
So, check that out.
Mm. Other abnormalities?
Heavy bleeding. Oh, here we go. Normal menstrual period is about
Shanika's been talking about periods in regards to tablespoons and cups and other various baking measurements all day.
5 tablespoons. But if you have heavier bleeding, it could be as much as 10 to 25 times more blood than that. And
where was that written? Like, was that like supposed to help people understand?
I think it's important.
I don't know how much is coming out of me, though.
I think you should... The best way to think about it is in terms of, like, how often you change your tampon or pad.
Okay.
You're changing it every hour instead of, like, 3 or 4, like this thing says. Because, like, I had a friend who, she didn't realize her period was extra heavy
mm-hmm.
until she started talking to other people about it, who mm-hmm. were like, She had to plan her trips around making it to the bathroom because, like, every hour she had to change her pad. She'd bleed through a tampon and a pad. Using Super Plus tampons, which I didn't know exist.
I've seen them.
I bleed through, I guess in 3 to 4 hours, I'll bleed through a Super tampon on, like, day one.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it'd be nice to have a Super Plus.
Yeah, just pop it in there.
Good old 5 hour situation.
Yeah. Other abnormalities?
There's amenorrhea. That's no bleeding. Mm-hmm. Primary is when you turn 16 and you haven't gotten your period, and then secondary is when you, like, lose your period suddenly. Someone I know, this happened to her. I think it must have been a mix of, like, she wasn't eating super well, but she was also mm-hmm. working out a lot. Mm-hmm. Also lost a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
Was also very stressed. It was, like, her first semester in college, so she was just going through a lot, and she just stopped getting her period, so her doctor put her on birth control, which, like, just, like, handled her hormone situation. Mm-hmm. And when she went off, like, the pill, it, like, gave her period. Because mm-hmm. your period is controlled by your hormones. It's mm-hmm. estrogen and progesterone.
Mm-hmm.
So if you fuck around with that, you can affect somebody's period and whatnot.
I don't know if you have an answer to this, and I forgot to look it up, but trans men who are on testosterone, does that affect their period at all?
I don't know.
Because I don't think the advent or the existence of testosterone negates the estrogen that you have in your body.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's also, like, I guess it would be the opposite of amenorrhea, which I don't see that you have listed here or whatever, but I have one friend who, like, her period's all the time.
Whoa.
Yeah, like, it hasn't ended, but it's, like, it just keeps happening. Like, it'll stop for, like, 2 days and then just, like, go on. Like, most of the time she's on her period. They're putting her on birth control or whatever.
Okay, she knows it's abnormal.
But, I guess that would be too much of the hormone or something like that.
Bleeding. I don't know what
that's like non-stop
that's
bleeding.
That's non-stop. I know another 24/7. Person who has like she's using a different kind of birth control that she just had light bleeding mm-hmm. a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like most
like
of the
spotting
time.
All the time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. until it like regulated itself.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to deal with that shit.
No.
But also my insurance company doesn't cover birth control, I found out, which sucks. So I guess I won't have to deal with that because I'm not gonna pay for it.
Yeah.
Another thing is dysmenorrhea, and that's mm-hmm. just really bad, shitty cramps.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even a hormone. It was described as a hormone-like substance. They're prostaglandins. That's mm-hmm. contracts your uterus. But if you have a lot of that, it also does that to your GI system.
Mm-hmm.
So you just shit a lot. You get diarrhea. You feel faint. It does something to your blood. I think it like either it's too much oxygen or too little, and you just start to feel faint.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're having shitty cramps, because I feel like there's enough research into stopping women from having like shitty, like dealing with the pain that we deal with,
because mm-hmm.
it can be quite severe and interrupt our lives. But it's just like ibuprofen. And
I also feel like there's this thing where it's like, well, you know, that's life. That's what it is being a woman. Eve's curse.
Does not have to.
Just deal with it. So you, like, kind of just take it, even though it's really bad, and you just expect the fact that it's that bad.
Yeah, it's how it is.
You shouldn't. There was that article from a couple of weeks ago that we never talked about on the show, but it said that some period cramps are akin to the pain that you experience during a heart attack. Like, why would it be that bad?
Oh, my God.
why would it be that bad?
That's real bad.
That's why I think, like, if there is a God, he really does hate, like...
He really does hate women.
Exactly.
We're just...
Like, why would he be doing that?
Yeah, like, must I have a child every time I can to prevent...
Right? Exactly.
I just gotta use it.
And then when you actually do have a child, that hurts like shit, too.
Oh, man. Apparently, there are tampons. I think, I don't know if they're out, but they're supposed to be using, like, cannabis to, like, basically get, like, your uterus high so that it just calms the fuck down.
It's hilarious.
I'm gonna be on that
Toke
shit.
One with me, man.
Yeah.
Toke one.
Like, I'm
you
not
need
gonna...
to chill the fuck out.
It doesn't get you high.
Just imagine just, like...
Okay, no, Lucas took a fake joint, put it to his mouth, and then puff puff passed it to his theoretical uterus.
I love that.
See, so that's something you gotta animate.
When that comes out, I'm all
such a cute cartoon.
Fucking about it.
Yeah, totally.
I cannot wait.
Totally.
So I guess those are just some of the common, I guess, uncommon things to look out for.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not disorders, just like issues people can have.
Yeah.
With their periods.
Abnormalities.
I really wanted to not have a period. That's why I was like looking into
like your whole life. Oh, I get what you
like,
mean.
Like I recently was looking into my insurance company's list of preferred drugs because I wanted to be like, how can I just not have this happen?
Mm-hmm.
Like cut my hair to save time. If I could just not have a period.
Right. You would
all
save time
efficiency.
And money.
You can say,
I'd be the perfect human being.
Yeah. Always.
Exactly.
If I didn't need to sleep or eat. I've been recently getting, like, upset, like, fuck, I have to eat all the time. Damn it. Why am I tired? Like, just because I'm, like, bodily extra busy functions. Now. And I'm like, can I just not do this?
Yeah.
So that's mad annoying.
In regards to that, how do you feel about the total elimination of periods debate? Where some people are like, it's unnatural, man.
It's not necessary. There's no medical need to have your period.
There is absolutely no medical need.
So why must I go through that?
Yeah.
You mean it's unnatural?
So...
I don't need to bleed.
Birth control in general is unnatural. So yeah. People who, like, have that argument are, like, I guess they're okay with birth control, but they're against, like, birth control every 4 weeks. Because with birth control, you have, like, your placebo week.
Yeah.
That allows you to have your period. So the only reason why that exists is not because God willed it that way. It's because when OBGYN, or I guess whatever, scientists were, like, designing the drug to stop your period or whatever, or just birth control in general... they asked, like, case study, like, they asked their test subjects or whatever what they wanted, and women said they still wanted a period just to confirm that they weren't pregnant every month. This was before the advent of the at-home pregnancy test, so they literally just wanted their period that they
just
weren't
to
pregnant.
Confirm.
Yeah, that's the only reason why mainstream birth control allows you to have your period.
Yeah, you
there's no necessity in having your period.
I want to see what the cheapest... I was considering...
cutting out your uterus. That's the cheapest method.
So
a knife and a bottle of whiskey.
On your wooden kitchen table.
Yeah.
Just gotta get it next to, like, a gas lantern. Gotta get mad old school with that shit.
Exactly.
Many forms of birth control can... As long as it's hormonal, it will affect your... affect your period in some way.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a birth control patch.
Mm-hmm.
You just wear it on your skin for a week. And
yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
IUDs. I think I would pay up front for an IUD, like a hormonal one.
Because
then you can just leave it in for a very long time.
Yeah, it can be like 5 years, right?
Yeah. Some are
just
like
not getting pregnant.
Years.
Just not getting your period.
Or getting lighter periods.
Yeah.
Because like day
Depending
one for
on
me can be
want.
Very rough. And recently I've been having day one on like, except for that one time it was like 4 a.m. I had like come in from a party, got like end of the party at 3, got to work at like 5. And then got my period an hour later, and it was just shitty. It was just terrible. That was, like, the worst period of in my recent history. But otherwise, like, after day one and two, with, like, a little heat, and as long as I'm... And a little movement, I can, like, get better.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes just nothing
fucking
works.
It gets better.
But sometimes it's, like, nothing works. Like, there's no, like... High doses of ibuprofen, like 600 milligrams and up, work for me. High doses of Midol work for me. Just like the 1,000 milligrams of Midol.
Yeah.
Work. Heat. Hot bath. Sometimes a back massage. I was on a train for an hour and I just kept massaging my back. There was like nothing I can do to relieve my pain. Like nothing was working and I couldn't. It was on the fucking train.
Yeah. If I don't have 600 milligrams of ibuprofen, I'm lost in the water, man. Like there's just nothing. It's just me, like, rolling. I used to specifically not take ibuprofen because my parents are annoying and they're just like, drugs, man, don't do it, man. So I used to, like, purposely try not to take painkillers, but now I'm just like, knock those shits the fuck back.
Once a month.
But yeah, without that, it'll just be, like, terrible, terrible, terrible cramps. Like, I feel like I'm dying cramps and, like, vomiting and diarrhea all at the same time.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's like the cramps just won't. I might suffer
from... You might have
from,
that thing.
Yeah. I might also have the PMDD thing, because the depression gets really, really bad.
Oh.
But I'm just ignoring everything, you know?
You're just like, eh.
Like, whatever. You know,
and it definitely starts with your cycle, right?
Yeah. And it can last.
So then maybe birth control might be the thing for you, and you could feel a lot better.
Yeah.
So, I guess other cramp-relieving things, apparently raspberry tea is supposed to help
That's
you.
That's so specific.
It is. And that's just, like, what's everywhere. I don't know if one person posted it, and every blogger since then has been like... redoing it, but I see that in a lot of like natural home remedy places.
Have you tried it?
I've had like tea with raspberries. It's like raspberry leaves.
I mean, in theory, that's the most natural raspberry tea, isn't it?
It's actually a tea called Femininity. It's very delicious. It has like hibiscus and lemon things.
Oh, that like, sounds like really good. I love free teas.
It's Mary gave it to me. My boyfriend's mom. She gives me the best things.
Yeah.
She gave me that.
Yeah.
But I don't think it would have helped me if I was dying. the stick-on heating pads that I discovered and made and invented and founded myself.
Yeah.
Those have been lifesavers. There was one time where my first painless period, There's like 1 hour where I was like, ouch. I remember I was like in Queens and I was like keeling over. I was like dying, waiting for the train. No one was around, so I was just like really being dramatic about it. And I thought, I was like so sad. I thought to myself,
this is where it
I need my dad to come pick me up. He's in Long Island. There was no one there. But then like the next day we had like the film Twerk Teen.
Yeah.
Check out Twerk Teen on YouTube.
Yes, yes.
YouTube.com/SlamPowProductions.
Dad watched that this morning.
But so I had no cramps for that period, the rest of it. I was like, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was because I changed my diet or I was eating healthy, but I was like, is that true, though?
Mm-hmm.
I was still going to diners quite often. Nothing had changed.
I just got lucky that one time.
Yeah. What? So what? So aside from, so 600 milligrams is your only.
Yeah.
All right. There's certain forms of yoga that are apparently, it's like camel pose in yoga is supposed to help alleviate that. Child's pose, I think.
I love child's pose. Hug,
I think, I don't know if it's hugging your, oh, that's for gas. Never mind. If you just hug your knees to your chest, it just makes you fart. It's just like,
you know. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I fart, make a lot of fart sounds on this podcast. It's because you said I was good at it once, and I'm very confident. Mad confident.
Just displaying the shit out of them.
Yeah, I love period tracking apps.
You love them.
At least the one I have, it's called P Tracker.
Uh-huh.
And it helps me. It just keeps track. I don't write shit down on a calendar.
Yeah, me neither. It just
counts down.
I don't know what I was doing before my period tracking app.
It's just squeezing my breasts. I'm like, it's coming soon.
Ever since I got a smartphone, it's been Woman Log.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I don't know where I found it. It was just on the App Store. It was free. And they're good. They're just like, your period's coming in like 2 days, bitch. And I'm like, thanks, man.
Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah. And then you can mark all your symptoms and stuff like that. So if there is something going weird or wrong, you can just put it in your calendar and bring it to your OBGYN or whatever.
Yeah. You just gotta monitor that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
If
a symptom that never happened before keeps happening.
Yeah.
So like, it might be weird.
Totally. Like, I started getting infections like the week before my period. Still happens, I guess, but now
really?
I know. Yeah, it hasn't been. I feel like I had some, like a low key infection for like a month now, and I'm like, I suppose I should go to the doctor.
Yeah,
just got mad shit to do. So if you're not using a pad or a tampon, you want to try some other things.
Yeah.
Something that I personally tried has been the menstrual cup,
mm-hmm.
which you've heard the story. This is like the fourth time you're hearing it, but you know, this is life.
It's fine.
It's a little cup. I think it's like silicone. No, it's not super chemically. It's reusable. Mm-hmm. You can use it up for, I think, you're supposed to get a new one every year, but if you take care of it right, you can have it up to like 10 years, someone mm-hmm. said. But like, I'm just going to get a new one. It's mm-hmm. like $40.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that saves you mad money.
Yeah.
They don't leak. They're like little cups. They're like sit low in the vagina, so you can't have sex with them in.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want like just a little bit of head stimulation just coming in and out of your opening, that's about it.
Okay.
But I gave up because it was hard for me to get in. Because I also hadn't had, like, anything other than a small cucumber
yes.
in there.
Pinky-sized cucumber.
Yeah. I hadn't had anything large in there, so I just wasn't, I didn't know how much, you know, vaginas can just
sustain.
Whole
babies.
Durable things.
Whole children.
So that was cool. Yeah. I never successfully used it, and I lost it. So I'm gonna order a new one.
It's disturbing to me that you lost. What the fuck is that thing?
Because I moved from like one room
to another.
Someone
thinks it's like a shot glass, and they're just like, whoo, whoo.
That's a cute idea, though. Shot glass is shot, but I wonder if that would like degrade the. It'd be like a fun party favor. You're giving out menstrual cups, but with like alcohol in them.
They're $40.
I mean, I don't want to fuck with that shit.
Ah, yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Other things: reusable tampons and pads.
So basically you just wash those.
Yeah.
They exist like the normal kinds of pads and tampons. And that's interesting to me.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about the... Yeah, I guess since the... you said the cups can stay in for like 12 hours, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, that makes sense. I guess my fear about that would be like, oh shit, I gotta wash this in a random bathroom. But after 12 hours, you're back home.
Yeah, I guess it is hard. I guess you have to take it out. Probably like take it out.
Just seems like you gotta be like all naked. And like in a, you should probably just do it in the shower.
How hard it is to take out, you know? Yeah, I'd want to just.
Should we be lying down? That.
I don't think so. My thing is like, what if you want a cartwheel with a menstrual cup in? Does it just like splash back against your?
Oh my god!
Like I just don't know.
Let's move on.
That's it. Things I don't know about the menstrual cup.
just felt weird about that.
Then there's also sea sponge tampons. You can either just use a sponge, specific mm-hmm. sponges for periods, mm-hmm. or there's this, yeah, it's just like a sponge with like a little string that people made. It's like this, like the Babby tampon, and it's just a sponge.
It's probably what people used before, like, the advent of actual tampons, maybe. Right? Like, ancient.
Well, I mean, people use, like, Egypt, for know. Rags and shit.
Oh, yeah, like, literal rags. In the forest all yeah, day. Like t-shirts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was, like, literal rags. T-shirts and ancient I remember Egypt. Reading some story back in the day where she was just, like, putting rags, like, literal rags, and she had to keep changing them. I'm just like, damn.
Yeah,
I'm glad I exist right now.
Me too. Because, like, when everyone's like, oh, you can ride a bike, you could be active. Like,
that's because tampons, dope. Man.
If you guys check out, there's an awesome article on Bustle about a girl who, a woman who tried an old-fashioned sanitary belt, which is, it's an elastic, it looks like a bra strap, basically, just around your waist, and then there's, like, one elastic in the front and the back, and it clips onto a specific kind of pad. This woman had to, like, I think she had to order the sanitary pads from Taiwan, mm-hmm. because they didn't just sell them anywhere.
Yeah.
And you just did that, and they were attached to your body, so they would move around, they would scrunch, and, like, she was like, yeah, blood definitely got on my clothes. I did not feel sexy in them. You know, you just don't feel good in one of those things. It just seems terrible.
Other alternatives?
So I'm totally into the idea of the period panty, the Thinks panties.
Yes.
They're just so cool. So they can hold up to the heaviest one can hold up to 2 tampons worth. They're like, I'm like, oh, but like, is it a regular super tampon?
Mm-hmm.
Just depends on your flow.
Ah.
So like, you may want to wear it with a pad,
mm-hmm.
with a tampon and a Thinks.
Oh, but, yeah.
Because it just absorbs. It's like, it keeps you dry. Cause there's mm-hmm. like the top layer. It keeps using the word wicks it to the other layers. I don't know
why people advertising use. Lingo.
Yeah. And then it's lined with silver on the bottom. Like there's a silver lining.
Silver linings panties.
Keeps it, antimicrobial. You hand wash. And then you cold wash. Not hand wash, but you, like, rinse and then cold wash.
How many would you need, though?
No fabric softener.
That specific?
I guess, yeah, it's something about the silver. It fucks with it.
Okay.
I
feel like you would need a lot now that I think about it.
You would, because you would need one for... If you have to change them.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe it's just, like, an occasional panty.
Like, I mean,
where you have, like, a really cool occasion.
Saying to build,
because they're, like, $40 per panty, right?
Some are $20, some are... 38 is the highest I saw, then like 21 was the lowest. And that was the thong, which held thongish, mm-hmm. which held like half a tampon worth. It mm-hmm. just like varies. It seems so cool. Mm-hmm. Like I would totally try it out.
Yeah.
Apparently they're also leak proof because they just have like a leak proof layer.
Wow.
But again, what if you're twerking upside
yeah,
down?
Yeah, that's what I wrote in the document.
Those are my concerns.
can you twerk in these? That was the only thing I could.
But I think you probably can.
That's amazing.
I think you can twerk. On your period.
You know, thanks
panties.
If you listen to this podcast, which you don't. But if you do, on the off chance you do, send us some free ones and we'll like do testimonials.
Oh my gosh, send us free shit and we'll try anything.
Anything.
Send me the sponge tampons and I will put them up there.
My last point on periods.
Yeah.
This is like this weird Hotep thing circulating of this man in. He's like in a pharaoh hat, but it's plush. Like, why the fuck is that happening or whatever? I think his name is Yad or something like that, or Yada. And he says, black women, periods are not natural to the black woman. They occur because of the white man's chemicals in our food.
He's stupid.
He's mad dumb. He's stupid. But he has a lot of likes, and that's disturbing.
Ah, so there's a lot of very stupid people.
Exactly.
Like, human women, humans with...
He doesn't know the scientific basis for periods at all.
Why they exist. That's horrible
chemicals
misinformation.
In the white man's food?
Yeah, that's misinformation.
What the fuck is he talking about?
I mean, certain...
And that's why Hoteps are like... There's a history of periods in Africa, you dumbass.
Yeah, African women have periods. You could say that
white man's
the hormones in our foods have led to younger ages, women getting periods at younger ages.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the thing that people are studying or have been mm-hmm. saying for a little while. But, like, women, people with uteruses get periods. If you have a uterus and you're, like, we were designed, in theory, we got to keep the race going.
Yeah.
And if an egg is like, oh, I'm here. Oh, you don't need me. It comes on out.
Exactly.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Silly man.
So that was it for Fuck It. We're not going to do a Fuck Me this week in the interest of time and because of uneventful things. I'm just enjoying my 2 boyfriends.
And I'm enjoying my 1 boyfriend.
Nice. And now on to...
Fuck you!
The segment where we talk about your lies. We take your questions, comments, concerns, stories, tales of Hodom.
And we laugh at them and we cry. Have we cried yet? We haven't cried.
Not yet. Maybe today. Sexual. Exactly. Oh, and man. You can send all those to ihupodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, we want all of them.
Exactly.
We've got our first guest.
Yes, for the first time ever, we have a call-in listener.
Woo!
And she's going to tell us her tale of ho shit. We have Olivia. Olivia, tell us your story.
Hi, guys. Hey. I'm so excited to be the first caller.
Yeah.
Wild story to tell y'all.
Okay.
Okay.
So I've been talking to this guy. Well, not even. But I've known this guy. Let's call him Nate.
Okay.
And we've been talking on and off for years or whatever. But we started earlier this year. He texted me. I was in a club. I answered him. We had sex one time.
How was that?
It was bad, so...
Oh, no.
It was very bad.
Why was it bad? What went wrong?
Everything.
Really, he had this generic idea of sex, like he learned it from porn.
Oh.
So he wasn't really attuned to what I like, and if I said I didn't like something, he did it anyway.
Wow.
And so there was no consent. He was just doing whatever he wanted, because he figured that's how it goes.
Wow, he was just plowing around.
And also, he had a very long, but... skinny penis, which felt like it was poking at something in my vagina that I'm not sure what it is to this day.
It was tapping the cervix. So,
no, because I've had my cervix tapped, and that wasn't it.
Oh, no.
It was just a whole new structure.
It was beyond the cervix.
I don't know where it was hitting.
It's the uterine wall.
So I nicknamed him Pencil Dick, and that's what me and my friends referred to him as.
Yes,
Pencil
yes.
Dick.
Okay.
So one day, I continued talking to him even though the sex was bad because he actually puts in effort. He texts me, you know, he calls me at night. So I like the attention. I talk to him sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
We were supposed to hang out one Saturday, but he flaked on me. So then the next day, which was Sunday, he calls me and he's like, oh, do you want to come over? And I'm like, sure, I'll come over. But after that conversation, after he called me, he started texting me these, like, pictures of like, threesomes.
Mad literally, subtle.
But, like, literally, but it wasn't, like, it was porn. It was, like, yeah, it was actually porn. Like, porn shots of threesomes. He sent three in a row, actually.
Way to drive the point home. Nice.
Wow.
One was an MMF, and I was like, so that's when I texted him. I was like, if I'm coming over, you know, I'm coming over just to chill. I'm on my cycle. Nothing's going down.
Mm-hmm. All right.
He said, all right, sure. You know, so I get over there. Oh, mind you, I was only going there. The reason I came to chill in the first place was because I had seen the first season of How to Get Away with Murder.
Yes. And yes.
He had bought the second season because I was waiting for it to come on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's going to take a year.
Mm-hmm.
But he had bought it, and he lured me over there, like, oh, you can come watch it with me. So I'm like, sure.
Did he buy it specifically for you?
No, he bought it for himself to watch.
Oh, he's a fan.
Olivia, I can just download it for you, and you can have it.
Yes, that would be very helpful.
You never have to do that ever again.
Continue.
So I get there. You know, he puts on How to Get Away with Murder. He gives me a glass of wine. We're sitting in his living room, common area space. He's sitting on one couch. I'm sitting on the other. Things are going well. It's like, all right, he got the point.
Mm-hmm.
He gets a phone call. Someone says they're outside. And I say, this is no mine because this is his house.
Yeah, whoever could be outside.
So he goes out. He leaves the room. Doesn't tell me where he's going. He comes back. And he walks in, and a woman walks in after him. So,
what the fuck?
She walks in. I'm just like, hi, how are you doing?
Just mad nice.
Oh, I'm skipping a relevant part. Before, when he was texting me the threesome pictures, he also said, I want you to meet a friend of mine.
Ah.
So I asked who, but he never answered.
Wow, mad now, shady.
Cut forward to this woman. She walks in. She looks shocked to see that I'm there.
Mm.
And I'm just sitting there like, hi. The nicest bitch on the planet, right?
Mad cordial.
She sits down, says nothing to me. He introduces her. He's like, oh, this is my friend, Amber. And he's like, oh, you remember me and Miss Amber were talking about threesomes, and I said I knew a friend. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm just sipping my wine, watching How to Get Away with Murder.
And you are so the friend who was quote-unquote down for this threesome in his head.
Yes.
Even though he never asked.
You never confirmed.
He just randomly sent pictures of threesome. To. Yeah.
Yes.
The fuck is up with this man?
Yeah, you can't just have a surprise threesome.
Good old pencil dick.
So it gets quiet. No one's talking.
Yeah, because it's awkward.
I'm watching How to Get Away with Murder because that's what I'm here for.
Yes.
And he's trying to explain the plot of it to her because apparently Amber lives under a rock and has never seen this show.
Describe Amber for us.
Amber was an elder, not elderly.
Whoa! Things take a turn.
A more mature-looking woman.
Okay.
She was clearly in her early 30s.
Okay.
All right.
And you are?
I am early 20s, 24.
And okay. Pencil Dick is?
He is 30, early 30s, about 30, 31.
Okay.
Okay, so you're just the youngest.
Yes, I'm the youngest.
Okay.
Very homely, in the nicest way possible.
Oh, no.
Very homely, very mature-looking woman. That's the most I can say. You know, she has a very voluptuous shape.
Okay.
You know, but she's clearly an older-looking woman.
Okay.
Are you driving the point home? The bitch looks old as fuck. She might as well be retired.
Okay, so at this point, Ms. Amber has sat down, and I pick up my phone now, and I start texting my group chat, because whatever was going to happen, I had to detail it. Someone had to be witness to this. I knew something was not right.
There were several things wrong.
So he's trying to explain it to her. Out of the goodness of my heart, I'm like, oh, just change it to something we can all watch.
Wow.
Because you're really interrupting me trying to get the second season in.
Right.
So he changes it to Love and Hip Hop. We're watching that for a couple more minutes. And then the bullshit started.
Oh, no.
He gets up. He turns off the TV. He cuts off the light.
Oh, no.
And just walks out the living room.
Oh, no.
So me and Ms. Amber are there watching, are looking at each other
in the dark.
In the dark.
They can barely see each other.
What's about to happen?
Okay.
He comes back. He realizes that we're not following him out.
This man really thinks life is a porn.
Wait, but why didn't he say anything?
Because he thinks life is a porn. He thought they were just gonna like make out and get hot and heavy, and
it
then be like, "We gotta go follow Pencil Dick." Ooh.
I just wonder what he was seeing in his head. Like, oh, they're gonna make out right now.
Exactly.
You guys just need a moment together.
A little bit of wine, some Love and Hip Hop. Yeah, the ambiance is real nice, man.
Doesn't make any sense.
Me and Ms. Amber are looking at each other. He realizes that we're not following him out. So he comes back, he's like, come on. And we're like, where are we going? So we follow him into his bedroom.
Oh, no. The dungeon of hell.
And I just sit in this corner on the floor. I get the remote and proceed to rewatch How to Get Away with Murder. This is my obligation. Yeah.
Do what you came to do.
Miss Amber makes the mistake of sitting on the bed.
Oh, Miss Amber.
And he begins to sexually attack her.
Oh, no, Miss
so
Amber.
So he's kissing her, trying to get her clothes off. And he's undressing himself in the process. And
you're just on the floor?
I'm on the floor.
Watching How to Get...
Wait, does he look at you at all? Yeah, say anything to you?
At the point where Miss Amber was his focus, no. So she's like, no, I'm not doing anything. If she's not doing anything referring to me.
What the fuck?
And I look back like, I'm not doing anything. But watching this TV. So at this point, this man, Nate, is in his boxers. He's completely taking off his clothes. He's in his boxers. Miss Amber is fighting to keep her clothes on, and he decides to turn his attention to me.
Oh, no.
And he's walking in my direction, and I'm like, nope, not today. Pack up.
Not today, Satan.
So he goes back to Miss Now Miss is trying to ignore him.
Miss Amber's trying to ignore him
by starting conversations with me. And all the while, I'm texting all of this to my group chat. who are absolutely in disbelief. So we're talking about our kids and our jobs and, like, just ignoring him, trying to get him to settle down and lay down and relax. And at that point, because my group chat was in disbelief, I sent them a video of my surroundings of this man laying in the bed in his boxers with two disinterested women beside him. I guess he thinks that he can set the mood because he takes the remote from me and puts on porn, what I like to call ghetto booty porn, because it's black porn, but with two elderly, I gotta stop saying elderly, more mature looking women.
Thank you.
More mature looking people casted, you know, with the stereotypical big old butts, tattoos, gold teeth, yeah, all types of stuff.
Yeah.
So he puts on this porn as if that's gonna get us in the mood. Ooh. And me and Miss Amber continue to ignore these advances.
So awkward at this point.
Yeah.
It's mega
very
awkward.
Awkward at this point.
What is he doing while the ghetto booty porn is on?
He had sat down and he was watching it.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Is he touching himself?
And when he saw that that was going nowhere, he begins to attack Miss Amber again. And at this point, she's on the bed, he's on the bed, and he's standing on top of her on the bed, trying to, like, coerce her jeans from underneath her hips while she's fighting to keep her jeans off. On. Very rapey.
Mad rapey.
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, this is weird. This is
and
weird.
And I'm in the corner like, she's saying no, leave her alone.
What is this,
like,
man?
All the times that he's attacking her, I'm like, she's saying no, leave her alone. Like, I'm very, you know, she's really saying no, leave her alone,
yeah,
sit down.
Yeah.
Standing up for her while she fights to keep her clothes on. And somewhere in the tussle of him trying to pull her pants off, she's trying to keep them on, he falls.
Oh, God. He's not even a good rapist.
He falls.
He's fucking clumsy.
He's subpar. He's a subpar rapist.
Jesus.
Do something right, man.
And falls and, like, lands right on top of Miss Amber, headbutts her on the way down.
Oh,
and now she's screaming. She's like, ow, my face, glasses. She wears glasses.
Oh, no, Miss Amber, no.
So then he gets up, she gets up. She walks out the room to address her wounds. He follows her. I just slightly grabbed the remote back and put the TV back on.
You're so focused.
Don't forget the goal. Oh, man, by any means necessary.
They're out of the room for about 5 minutes now. I'm texting my group chat what's happening. I'm watching How to Get Away with Murder. He comes back in the room and puts his clothes back on. But Miss Amber is still out of the room. She walks by, and I see that she walks by the door. I see she has her coat on. She's calling a cop. She's icing her face.
Oh, God.
Her cab comes. She says goodnight, and she leaves.
Ooh.
And she leaves with this look as if she will never speak to this man ever again.
Nope.
So I finished the first episode of season 2 of How to Get Away with Murder. He calls me a cab. Gives me the money for the cab, and I download the app that he has for the season onto my phone.
Oh, lit. It was all fucking worth it.
He puts in his login credentials.
Yeah.
I get in my cab, and I go home.
Yeah.
And that is what me and my friends now refer to as the pencil penis saga.
Wow.
That is what happened.
Oh, man.
And to sum it all up, here was Miss Amber, who thought she found a very nice man that she can have an exclusive relationship with, and she came for a husband, ended up with a threesome, a failed threesome, and left with bruises, and that was that.
Man. That's a sad story.
That is sad.
That's a sad-ass story.
I want to know why he missed so many of the cues.
Right.
Like, if you were sitting on the floor, Miss Amber was like, nope, no, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
And you were watching a show. Why would he put porn on?
My main thing, no, all of that is true. I guess the biggest thing is, like, how Olivia said she's on her period.
Sex was never going to happen.
Did he think it was going to be a threesome with two women who have never met each other and one being on her period?
Yeah.
You know how many towels you need for that shit? That's not going to fucking happen. That's a big cleanup situation. Yeah. What if Mrs. Amber was also on her period?
Then maybe that's into it. Maybe that's what he wanted.
Yeah, right. I feel like he's like very into porn, and he probably just likes the whole resistance until I pull them in kind of thing, and he thinks that's his actual life, but that's not his life.
No, you gotta role play that shit.
That's exactly. How you have to consent to do that, because it's never gonna happen.
You have to consent for that.
Yeah.
There was no consent given anywhere in this except
nowhere.
That. Both me and Miss Amber agreed to come and chill with him that day.
Exactly.
That was the only consent given, and he took that and he ran with it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Didn't even let you guys know that the other was going to be there.
No,
I want you to be
all.
My friend. What friend? Ghosts. He's a ghost. Meanwhile, Miss Amber's like, who the fuck is this?
Yes.
Aww.
His only question was sending those pictures of the threesome. Yes. He lied to Miss Amber. He said, I have a friend who's interested.
No.
She wasn't interested.
Not at all.
You weren't interested. You were on your period looking for wine and how to get away with murder.
I just don't. Yeah. It's just like, does it take like 15 no's to equal a yes? Like, what is the, like, what is the, his threshold? Like,
I don't know. I'm kind of scared of him.
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised he didn't, like, roofie a wine, to be honest.
Oh, shit.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Because I just get all around bad vibes from this guy.
It's just the fact that when he was trying to take her clothes off.
Yes.
And she clearly didn't want that. Like, why didn't he stop until
he got so aggressive that he fell, tripped, and busted her head open. Jeez.
What a creep. Yeah. So will you see him ever again?
I doubt it. I've since finished with How to Get Away with Murder.
Yeah.
Deleted the app off my phone.
Dump that scrub.
Okay. All right. So you came, you saw, and you conquered, essentially.
Good job. Was it worth it?
Yes, definitely. Because
Yeah.
Do it for the Shonda.
I'll send it to you next time.
My life for Shonda.
Right, exactly. Oh, man. All right.
Yeah.
I think that was a great story.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to get back to the show. So that's it for the Internet Uprising. Yeah. Pencil Dick Sagas, man. Real crazy.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
I would have left, but also I'm so glad she stayed.
Yeah.
I'm so glad she stayed.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, this is the Internet Uprising. Yeah, I'm Sam. I'm Sam. I'm Shanika.
I'm Shanika. You can follow me on Twitter at ShanPowell4, on Instagram at ShanikaPowell.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter at SlamRidd, RIDD, and you can find us as a collective Slam_Pow on Twitter, Instagram, Periscope, Facebook, SlamPow Productions, YouTube, SlamPow Productions.
Yeah, now leaving you off with a... Oh, wait, donate to our Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
Patreon.com/InnerHoeUprising.
Yes.
If you don't have to donate, just go to the website and look at it.
Yeah.
Just look at it.
Consider it.
And then donate.
PATREON.
Yes, all right. Yes. And leaving you off with a little something sexy.
Woo!
First, Jenny got it. Then stupid Vicky got it. And I tried everything to get my period. Nothing. So, I faked it. Looks like Florida.
Yeah, I got it. It's so red.
Cherry Slush Club!
Blood Sisters.
They bought it.
Hey, Katie. What's this?
What do you think it is? I'm on my ladies' days.
What do I think it is? Rubylicious nail polish.